إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن سيدنا محمدا عبده ورسوله وأشهد أنه قد بلغ الرسالة وأدى الأمانة ونصح الأمة وجاهد في سبيل الله حق جهاده حتى أتاه الله اليقين. إن شاء الله still in the continuation of the series of how to build the Muslim family. Now we know that the backbone that everything on the family revolves around is Surah Al-Ayah number 90 and Surah Al-Nahl, which it says, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. That means there are three things to do and three things to stop and don't, or they are forbidden. The first one, which is إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَأْمُرُ بِالْعَدْلِ, Allah so decree, Allah ordering you to be fair and just. And I explained in the last few khutbah about what did the word just mean and what the aspect of it or what it entailed. But now we want to know, basically, being just and being fair, it means giving everybody his right. Not according to the way that you see it, or it is your convenience, but you are giving it according to the way that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His Messenger said it's supposed to be. So the first issue here that we have to do is to be also fair and just with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that we will never ever be subhanallah to measure, but it is attempted to try to be, to give Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala his right. And that's what we can discuss or we can talk about is, what is the minimum requirement? What is the minimum requirement of knowledge and things that you're supposed to transfer to the new generation? And these things gonna constitute your home. And I talked about the basic definition to who is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and what we're supposed to know about Him. And I talked also a little bit about what we suppose to know about Allah. And today, inshallah, I want to talk about the rules, how to communicate, the basic rule of communication, and what are the etiquettes also of that communication, and how to recognize Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All of these issues that I'm talking about in the khutbah because of the time frame, these are nothing more than just pointers. And there is a lot of studies in these areas and a lot of things that we can go and we all can study to, you know, and we can find books about it and things like that. But when we come to the major rules that constitute your relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, from a long time, and I explained that by detail in one of the, I think, last khutbah or the khutbah before, what is the nature of the relationship between you and between others? You, when you are dealing with somebody weaker than you, you have the tendency to dominate them and to try to get whatever you can get and give him back nothing or the minimum. If you have somebody in your level of strength, you started to do negotiation. You don't negotiate with weak. I'll give you this and you give me that. But when you deal with powerful, you try to do a promotion. You try to promote them to not to harm you, and to try to promote them to get power, or to get whatever the form of power is. It can be money, position, whatever that is, from them. So the act of promotion, and the people, because of they know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the mighty, so they build the relationship with Him based on what? The concept of sacrifice and offering. Okay, if even that concept, you can see it very clearly in so many doctrines. That's including even in Christianity. God sent it, the concept of sacrifice and the concept of salvation and, you know, and the concept of offering. Jesus offered Himself to salve your soul. So the concept of salvation here, it got some roots. and it is already existed before. So what are the rules, the true rules of the communication? So now, based on the old methods, if I give God, God will be pleased with me, and I'll be blessed, and that blessing will be what? In what form? In a form of, I can get health, I can get long life, I can get rid of my enemy, I can be rich, whatever it is. The more offering that I give, the more I am in the safe side. And the less that I give or I don't give is the opposite. But here is the issue, which is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala want to call our attention to. In that concept, actually you are the subject of worship. Because you are doing whatever you are doing to maintain and to keep what you want. Regardless if what you are doing is right or wrong. Of what you want is right or wrong. But you want to maintain it and you want to keep it. And you want some kind of support. And to justify and to do and to help to finish whatever you're doing. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala laying the rules. The true rules of this relationship. Number one, he came and said, إِنَّ اللَّهَ غَنِيٌّ عَنِ الْعَالَمِينَ. That means stop. Stop what? Stop the concept of offering and sacrifice. Why? Because there is nothing that you have that I need. إِنَّ اللَّهَ غَنِيٌّ عَنِ الْعَالَمِينَ. Nothing that you have, I need. Nothing that you're going to do, I want. From the beginning. And that's what you need to do. Not only to live by, but you are responsible for passing this concept to the new generation. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the second thing you need to do, say, stop the bleeding. And what is the bleeding here? Inna Allah la ya'muru bil fahsha. Allah does not order you a wrongdoing. And Allah does not justify a wrongdoing. And Allah does not accept a wrongdoing. So if you think that you're going to mix apples and oranges and what they say, Mr. Sunday, holy, you're going to go to hell for what you do from Monday till Saturday. No. If you want to be Mr. Sunday, you better be Mr. Sunday all the week. It's not going to work from the beginning. After that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not accept from you but what? The state of submission. إِنَّمَا الدِّينُ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ الْإِسْلَامِ. And I all the time give example by who? Sayyidina Ibrahim. The issue was not to Sayyidina Ibrahim identifying knowledge, requirement, all of these things about Allah, because already he got it. But when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told him, قَالَ لَهُ رَبُّهُ أَسْلِمْ قَالَ أَسْلَمْتُ لِرَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. That means submit. He said what? I submitted to the will of Allah. Okay. We need also to know in the state of submission. What does the state of submission basically mean? Basically mean that I am annulling what I want. I only do what you want. And I'm not going to negotiate in what you want and what I want. الَّذِينَ قَالُوا سَمَعْنَا وَأَطَعْنَا. We hear what we do, we obey. Just tell us what to do and we will do it. قَالُوا سَمَعْنَا وَأَطَعْنَا. We hear, we obey. All of these things, these are major or essence we have to look at and we have to examine what we are doing in our relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, here is the issue that you need to understand. When you submit to any deity other than Allah, they are the beneficiary. They are the one who are going to get the benefit out of that. To the get to the point, if they can slave you, they will slave you. They will use you to the best. For your interest, No way. For their interest. So whomever you submit to will use you to the max. And this is natural. This is nature. In the animal kingdom and the human being kingdom, everywhere. Except in this case, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saying, if you submit to me, you are the only beneficiary out of that submission. I am not getting anything. And nobody else is getting anything. But you're going to be the only one who see the fruit out of what you did. You are the only beneficiary out of that submission. So submitting to other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you pay heavily. But submitting to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you get everything. But what gonna make me submit? I am already programmed for what is my best interest, and I am reluctant. See how the bird, when they are standing on a tree, and how they jump and fly. In the state of submission, you need to do the same. You need to jump and fly. The bird got a confident. Confident. Jump and fly. But we don't have that much confident. We have a lot of reluctant. And here it comes, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saying, I am Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim. I am the merciful. I am the one who is telling you to jump, and I am the one who gonna hold you. I am the one who gonna train you how to spread your wing. Because I am Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala the most merciful. And now we know the word merciful mean what? Preventing harm, predicting by your need, and giving it to you before you ask for it. So to submit to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you have to have a level of yaqeen. See what Sayyidina Ibrahim was saying also? Ma'ya Rabbi. And when they would argue with him, Ma'ya Rabbi huwa yahdeen. Confident. And if I am sick, wa'idha marit, huwa yashfi. No one heal me but him. And when I need to eat and to drink, وَهُوَ الَّذِي يُطْعِمُنِي وَيَسْقِينِ. He is the one who feeding me. And he is the one who give me water to drink. That's a level of confidence. And that's what we are missing. We are not missing knowledge. Believe me, we are not missing knowledge at all. We are just missing confidence. So the base with the relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when I have to be based on confident in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and come and state of submission. And you will never have a submission if you are not in a state of confident. You submit to the police, right? You submit to the police. God forbid for one somebody doing something wrong. But how do you maintain you in a state of submission? They handcuff you. They jail you. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, no, I'm not going to jail you and I'm not going to handcuff you. Because if you want to submit to me, you're going to have to come by your own. You see? وَلَوْ شَاءَ رَبُّكَ لَآمَنَ مَنْ فِي الْأَرْضِ كُلُّهُمْ جَمِيعًا. If Allah want, no one will deviate. Everybody will submit. No question. وَلَوْ شَاءَ رَبُّكَ لَأَرْسَلَ لِكُلِّ نَفْسٍ هُدَاهَا. He would send it to every single soul, what guide it and make it submit. So by force he can, and even by message he can. But in either way he do what? He wants you, when you submit by yourself. And that's the difference between the word abid and abd. The word abd is submit. But he can be submitting and doing what I want. I am forcing him. But al-abid, He's doing what Allah wants by his own choice. And that's the difference between abd and abid. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't want abd because you already have, you like it or you don't, you are abd. You are already abd. You come in here to this life and you leave, not by your choice or not by your convenience. Your heart is working not by your command. Everything in you is working and organized not by your plan. It is by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Everything in you is in a complete state of submission to Allah. But what Allah wants is what? He wants the abid, not the abd. And that's what you're supposed to be working on if you want to establish your relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also, He identified the standard, He evaluated. So now we see he destroyed the first standard, which is the offering and sacrifice. And He told us now, what is the new standard that He used? What is that new standard? Man amana wa amila salih. Believe, and it translated that belief to what? A good deed. And usually, take it as a 99%. Every time you look at the Quran, every time you will see the word Amen, gonna be coming right after it, wa'amila salih. Amen, believe, wa'amila salih. That means this is by its own self, and not gonna work because it's gonna be philosophy. And the other one will never happen if you don't have the first one. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala identified the new base of dealing with Him. Also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He said how He favor. We favor, and sometimes even between ourselves, He said, I don't have a classification here. The difference is, oh, you have to understand, all the differences between my creation that I created. Let us take a small segment, which is the human being, between male and female, between people in different class, different color, different language, different background, different whatever. He said, there is no such a thing called differences can be a base of evaluation. So, how the evaluation? Because the one who created the yellow is the one who created the white, he's the one who created the black, he's the one who created the short, he's the one who created the tall, he's the one who created the thin, he's the one who created the fat, he is the one who created everyone. And you all have the same base and you all have the same right. لَقَدْ كَرَّمْنَا بَنِي آدَمْ. We honor the son of Adam. And he already, خَيْرُكُمْ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ أَتْقَاكُمْ. He said, only one measure. I favor you by what? By خَيْرُكُمْ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ أَتْقَاكُمْ. I favor you only by your taqwa, by the piety. That's it. You tell me I am a son of whatever, I am from this group, I have this, I can do this, I have that money, that's all God given to you. But what is the favor? Here it comes, آمَنَ وَعَمِلَ صَالِحًا. What going to produce? If the production of آمَنَ وَعَمِلَ صَالِحًا, believe and did good. If your production is better than the other, so the other one is better than you. Who is that other one? Can be anyone. خَيْرُكُمْ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ أَتْقَاكُمْ. The best by piety. And that's what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enforcing. Or by another word, He's telling you what? مَنْ عَمِلَ صَالِحًا فَلِنَفْسِهِ وَمَنْ أَسَاءَ فَعَلَيْهَا وَمَا رَبُّكَ بِصَلَّامٍ لِلْعَبِيدِ. Listen, a relationship with me, you don't have privileges. I'm going to evaluate you based on the credential that you will develop. How you gonna conduct yourself, this is how you will be evaluated. Nothing else. You come and say, I am a son of a prophet. I am a son. And you don't ever think that what it happened in the Quran and it is a fair tale or it is just a story to come. What happened to the son of Sayyidina Noah? Did his father save him? And then he tried to understand and ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what was the answer? Ya Noah, don't ask me. إِنَّهُ عَمَلٌ غَيْرُ صَالِحٍ. He's a bad deed. Or by another word, evaluation, he is not passing. And he's the son of one of the mighty prophets. Actually, he's a messenger. So these are basis, foundation that you need to live by and you need to pass it to the new generation. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you need also to know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give you the right to choice, the right to choose in your behavior. He sended you the material. He gave you the life. He sended you the teachers in the form of messengers and prophets and leaders. And he gave you the manuals or how to, and even the law of what to do and what to not to do in a form of what? Messages. And what you're going to make out of it, that's what the bottom line. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you need to know, he's going to, because he gave you the right to choose, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will ask you. And he evaluates you based on your choices and how you conducted yourself to do. These are basic fundamentals. Basic fundamentals. Control and constitute your relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Those must exist in your soul, in your household, and teach it to the new generation. Teach it to everybody you know. Because there is another level, which is al-mu'minuna wal-mu'minat ba'duhum awliya'u ba'd. There is alliances here. My friend is not the one who agree with me. My friend is the one who helped me to be more obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, what are the protocols that controls how I apply those rules? Number one, this is what I call, you know, in the act of disobedience, in the classification of human beings, in the Holy Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala classified us to 23 categories. And there is no way that you are not going to be one of them. Some of those categories, they stand out very clear. Very, very clear. Like the blasphemy. Like a kufr. A kafir, he knows what he's doing. Kafir, he is kafir because he knows, understand, and he said, listen, that's too rich for my blood. Too expensive, I'm billing out. But there are other type that you don't even feel it. And they kind of slip on you. And they control you. And you don't even know that. And you think that what you are doing is right. But in reality, you are really in a real bad situation. And that's the other type, which is the other type that I'm talking about here, which should come on the list of watching. All your system got to be out there to detect association, a shirk. Associate with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And what if the first advice Sayyidina Luqman was telling to his son? Ya Bunay, la tushriku billah. Do not associate. الشرك the term that I'm going to use, you may take it, you may leave it, it's up to you, but this is how I classify it in my own brain. I call the shirk the silent killer. He's what has been like your blood pressure. You are fine and dandy and you don't know till it hits you one time, وَالْعَيَذُ بِاللَّهِ stroke or whatever that is happening, now you know you are having a blood pressure. But to avoid the damage, you're supposed to be what? Watching from the beginning. And that's what you and I got to be doing it all the time. The shirk is two kinds, two major kinds. What is called the major and the minor. But that's not the subject, inshallah, we will talk about. But we need to know, what did the shirk mean that we're supposed to be very alert against? Okay, I'm going to make the long story short. In any given second in your life, if you think anything or the whole thing in that universe other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can be beneficial to you or can be harmful to you, you are already got it. In any situation, you are controlled, you are under the impression, whatever that is, it can be a manager, it can be a Wall Street, it can be person, it can be organization, it can be anything. Anything can benefit you or can harm you. Other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His will, we have a problem. We have a major problem. And imagine the size of a challenge that we have now. How many times we see the right thing and we know the right thing and we don't do it and we don't say it fearing from others? How many times we have something on the heart and for whatever calculation is, we display to the other person different from what we have in our heart. Now you got a problem, and the problem is major, and it is like a breathing. You see now the filtration process that we have to go through. So the main challenge that you have and I have all the time, never associate with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that's Allah, right? If you are dealing with innama amruhu iza arada shay'an an yaqula lahu kun fayakun. Fasubhana alladhi biyadihi malakutu kulli shay' wa ilayhi turja'un. If you are in the custody, if you are in the custody of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, where did the weaknesses come from? You have an average guy like you. Average guy like you. If he's working with the law enforcement, that little teeny weeny badge that he got, when he say this, he raise it and say, police or FBI or whatever the national security and whatever, people get scared, especially the criminal ones. Where he got that power? He's Tom and John and. He's a human being like you, one head, two arms, two legs, one body. Where did the power came from? He got that power from the badge that represented the organization that he's working for, or she is working for. Or by another word is what? I am authenticated there, and I'm representing there, and they're all going to back me up. I can call, and you can find 4, 5, 6, 7 cars right here now. If you are working for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how you can be afraid? And the only badge you need, La ilaha illallah, Muhammad Rasulullah. How you can be afraid? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give you everything so you can have clear mind and a clear soul to do the work that He created you to do. So you need first to deal with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to apply those principles, is to stop committing shirk. Believe me, now I'm talking to myself, I'm not talking to you. Because I am in the same boat. I had my own weaknesses, I have my own shortcomings, and the only one who knows about them is Allah, and I hope He will forgive. But if I can get a hold to this point and not influence and not allow anyone or to be impacted or influenced by anyone, fear or hope, other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I wonder what kind of a person I will be. What kind of a power that I will get. I know that we gotta go, but I wanna tell you about, as long as we get to this neighborhood, we need to know who you are. Part of fighting the shirk is to need to know who you are. You need to know who you are. And you are one of the three categories. There is no other way. You are a person when you say that I'm a Muslim, I'm a believer. Either one who understand the concept. But that does not mean you're going to feel it. And that does not mean you're going to do it. And the iman to you, the belief to you is what? It's something that is inspiring. And it can be subject of argument. Can be a subject of a study, subject of stimulation, but not necessary for feeling and for applying. That's one category. The second category, that they believe by the feeling. You sit down and you say, talk about Allah and the Messenger, and you say some value, you find those people crying. Crying and get inspired, charged, but not necessarily they understand what they are doing, and not necessarily they're going to do. The inspiration when they heard is not good enough to make them commit themselves to do. We can get inspired, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do this. After 15, 20 minutes, what happened? Where did that person? You are the same person. But where did that person? It's gone. So that's another type of belief. A third type of belief, which is he is not going to understand any, and he is not very good in the area of feeling either, but he is excellent when it comes down to ceremonies and rituals. You want me to pray? I'll pray. Why are you praying? I pray. So you don't understand what you're doing. You don't feel by what you are doing, but you are doing ceremonies. And the worst part of that, usually I am so keyed up and wrapped up in myself, I am impacted by the ceremony and the rituals that my culture gave me. If it give me a Buddhist rituals, that's how it's going to be. And this is the right way to do it. It's going to give me this. وَإِذَا قِيلَ لَهُمْ اتَّبْعُوا مَا أَنْزَلَ اللَّهُ قَالُوا بَلْ نَتَّبْعُوا مَا أَلْفَيْنَ عَلَيْهِ آبَائِنَا. I follow my ancestors. You ask him, وَلَئِنْ سَأَلْتَهُمْ مَنْ خَلَقَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ, who created heaven and earth? They're going to say, Allah. But why are you going the other way around? آبَائِنَا. So the religion to them is what? Ceremony. Rituals. Something to be done. Part of a traditions, habit, customs, not a way of life. And here you come and you see the exception of that is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saying, Illa, who will get out of this one? Illa al-musallin. Illa al-musallin. Why? Because al-musalli. And maybe that can open a little bit of window about the value of prayer in Islam. They are the same thing. You are doing the same thing. You are saying the same thing today and tomorrow and the day after and yesterday. They are the same thing. But what it's supposed to, it's supposed to develop. Somebody understand. And after that develop, somebody feel. And after that, somebody will do. And when the prayer succeed to build, to make you understand, and make you feel, and make you do, congratulations, you've been graduated with something called conscious. You see how it works? وَمَا فَرَّطْنَا فِي الْكِتَابِ مِنْ شَيْءٍ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala giving us everything for our benefit. So, the prayer is the one who gonna make me believe, truly believe. No one can touch me. No one beneficial. No one harmful. But who? Allah. And I say it five times. What I say? Allahu Akbar. I'm not saying Allahu A'zam, Allahu A'lam, Allahu Aqdar, which is the old right. But I'm saying Allahu Akbar, that means what? Allah is the one that can benefit and can harm. Allahu Akbar, I'm in a state of submission to you. Allahu Akbar. And you keep repeating that five times a day. And every single time of those, you are facing a different type of a challenge because you are doing a different type of activity till you sleep. And when you sleep, you don't have mistakes. You don't do anything wrong. You don't commit the shirk. So one of the major tools to fight against the shirk is what? The prayer. And this is why you see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when he was honoring Sayyidina Ismail. He was saying about before him, Ni'mal Abd, Ni'mal Abd, they are all honored, they are all this. But when he came to Sayyidina Ismail, he said, what? وَكَانَ يَأْمُرْ أَهْلَهُ بِالصَّلَاةِ. He made it mandatory requirement in his household. That can show you the value of it. And how urgent we are to make it mandatory in our home today. Not to wait till we understand everything we do. We need to do it now. If we really want to establish and deal with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Inshallah, the continuation is going to be if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala want by His grace in another khutbah, inshallah. Let us now seek from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgiveness and guidance and blessing. And ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless us and guide us to what pleases Him so we can live in peace and die in peace and in the hereafter we'll be in peace and we'll be among the companion of Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in paradise. إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن سيدنا محمدا عبده ورسوله وأشهد أنه قد بلغ الرسالة وأدى الأمانة ونصح الأمة وجاهد في سبيل الله حق جهاده حتى أتاه الله اليقين. I want to very quickly go to a summary in the second khutbah to what I said, just a highlight point. We need to know, to feel, and to act upon. Number one, إن الله غني عن العالمين. Nothing that you have that Allah need. So there is no offering, there is no sacrifice. The second, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not approve wrongdoing, and He does not approve shameful deeds. Allah does not approve wrongdoing, forbiddance. Does not approve that. So get out of this neighborhood, because you're not going to buy your way in it. The base of the relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, unconditional obedience and a state of submission. And in the state of submission, you are the only beneficiary out of this state. The only beneficiary out of this state is you. Because Allah doesn't need it. When you allow me for one more minute at this point, when you go to a surgeon, you put your life, you put your hand on his table, allow him even to drug you. You are in a state of submission, hoping that that man knows what he's doing, or this woman knows what they are doing, hoping to be healed. And he's getting something out of it, no question. He's getting a reputation, getting rating, getting money, getting. And you are very grateful if things work out, and you give a gift and all of that stuff. We all know how the relationship goes with doctors. But in a state of submission with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you need a lot more level of confidence and a belief that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the Rahman al-Rahim. You are submitting to the Rahman Rahim. That He will never let you go stray. That He will never harm you. Will never allow you even to harm yourself. But if you insist, He will let it happen. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala identified the basis of how He evaluate belief and deed. The belief and deed. And Allah also identified the base of favoring by saying, خَيْرُكُمْ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ أَتْقَاكُمْ. The best by piety. No upbringing, no hierarchy, no money, no power, no social status, no color, no sex, no أَتْقَاكُمْ. By piety, that's how you are evaluated in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala kingdom. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave you the choice to do or not to do, to believe or not to believe. Because he said the standard is what? Amana wa amila salih. Believe and not to, and do the good deed. He gave you the choice between you do or you don't. You believe or not, or you do and you don't, and you will be evaluated based on that. These are basic basis that you have to comprehend, you have to understand, you have to know that this is how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala deal with you. You need to apply them in your home, and you need to pass them to the new generation. Let us seek from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgiveness and guidance, and ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to pardon our gathering and forgive all our sin and all our mistake and all our shortcoming, and help us to be a better believer, and give us the wisdom and the courage to study the teaching of the Holy Quran and the teaching of Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and apply him in our life. So we can live in peace and die in peace. And inshallah, the hereafter will be in peace. And will be among the companion of Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in paradise. Ibadallah, qulu la ilaha illallah tuflihu. Ibadallah, inna allaha ya'muru bil adli wal ihsani wa ita'i dhil qurba. Wa yanha anil fahshai wal munkari wal baghi. Ya'idhukum la'allakum tadhakkaroon. Udhkuru allaha yazkurukum. Wa la dhikru allahi akbar. Wa allahu ya'lam ma tasna'un. Wa aqim as-salah.
الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله